Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The Dispensation of Grace. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me toward you. Ephesians 3:2. So-called dispensationalism has had both its advocates and opponents among Bible-believing Christians. The Greek word translated dispensation, oikonomia, from which we derive our English word economy, actually means an economy or also a stewardship. The number and nature of the various dispensations or economies through which the Creator has dealt with His human creation during the course of history has been the subject of considerable discussion and variation among commentators. Possible distinct dispensations might include the post-Eden economy instituted after sin and God's curse came into the world, the post-diluvian economy established by Noah after the flood, and the economy begun by Abraham when God began to work especially with the nation of Israel. However, none of these are actually called dispensations in the scriptures, so any such listing is bound to be somewhat arbitrary. There are two dispensations, however, specifically called such in scripture. One is the dispensation of the fullness of times, when God will gather together in one all things in Christ. This will be the eternal economy of the new heavens and new earth. Then there is this present dispensation of the grace of God. We, like Paul, have been called as stewards of the manifold grace of God. So, like Paul, each of us could say that a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, and that I am made a minister or servant according to the dispensation of God which is given to me. Thus, the dispensation of grace is a real stewardship responsibility committed to each believer.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.